Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Tulip. Hello, David.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi, Becky. Right. Yeah, I'm all right. I've had a very strange morning already. Got in my cab. Actually, quite a good time this morning. About 10 past 5.
What time does it come?
5. That's all right.
Always pushing the waiting time, aren't you?
Yeah, always love it. Can you sign this extra piece of paper for me? Yeah, sorry. Anyway, so I got in my cab and the driver was like, "You're Scott Mills." I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, thanks, yeah." And then he radios back to base, "Just picked up Scott Mills." Then the controller comes back and says, "Right, can I just confirm who you've picked up?" And he's like, "Scott Mills." And the controller, "Are you sure he's Scott Mills?" And he says to me, "Are you sure you're Scott Mills?" Like, "Yeah, I'm sure." "Yeah, he is definitely Scott Mills." So there was that. And then I get here to go to that local shop down the road to get some skim milk. We're trying to be good, aren't we, Becky? And a girl comes out of a building nearby in a towel, just a towel, and goes, "Oh my God, sorry, it looks like we've been doing something really dodgy in there, doesn't it?" And then another girl pops her head out from the same building and goes, "Well, we have." I have no idea what that was about. Anyway, good. That was Flo Rida and Low. Becky, morning.
You alright?
Can I ask you a question, please?
Go on.
Right. If a man makes this noise, is it attractive?
Oh, no. Why would you want to do that?
If you wore apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur, then you'd find that quite hot. Let it rain. No? Do ladies like that?
I've never noticed that before, but now I'm never going to be able to listen to this song again. You look like Bruce Forsyth.
That was Flo Rida and Low on Radio 1.
So wrong.
I think girls love that. Let's try it on Tulisa later.
Go on, I dare you. If she comes in, you're all right, Fazer, all right, Dappy? Tulisa.
Dappy, not hi. Fazer, hi. And to you, Tulisa. Good morning. Matthew Hamilton's been on from Franklin in North Carolina. Hello. He says, "I just wanted to say that I'm quite enjoying listening to you in the mornings. Where I live here in the USA, there is nothing but country music stations. Don't knock that." She was rocking a beer gut, and I love the way she's not ashamed. We love country. Rocking the beer gut, well, it's just some extra love around her waist. In the beer gut, she's more than hot, she's everything. And with the blue jeans a little tight around her butt, rocking the beer gut. Could be McFly, but it isn't. It's Trailer Choir, country fans. I'm really nervous. I've got to hire a car today, and I do drive. But I haven't driven for ages.
Oh, you're a once a year, aren't you?
I am. I only get a car at Christmas. Or sometimes when I go on holiday, which is the other side of the road. Mm. Good luck, everyone.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Yorkshire today.
Oh.
So good luck with that, everybody. The Leeds area needs to be where... Do they drive on the same side of the road in Leeds?
Hang on a minute, what's happened here? Because I thought I booked you some train tickets to go up that way this weekend.
Hang on a minute, I'll tell you what's happened here.
All right.
I'm going to Leeds.
Right.
Bradford as well. But I'm going on the train... And then picking a car up when I get there.
Oh. I just thought that I'd done all your admin and then wasn't actually used. You just get me to set up fake things for you just to keep me busy.
Now the one that doesn't speak is like, "Oh, God, you've got to book your train tickets as well." No, it was easier to do it through a BBC system, wasn't it, than to do it on the... No, you're not paying for it. I paid for it on my card.
We typed in leisure in the
Yeah. Always type in leisure.
That means you get the bill.
And I'd like to point out that it is my card details that we've used.
Mm-hmm. Which I now saved as my cookies, so I can buy whatever I want.
Oh, brilliant. Go crazy. No, don't. Seriously. You won't get far with that. Anyway, yeah, so good luck if you are in the West Yorkshire area all over the weekend, because I will be attempting to drive.
What sort of car have you gone for? Is it like a... Sporty.
Nothing flash,
Hammer.
An Astra.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's all right, yeah.
I imagine doing like a soft top 4x4.
No.
Or like a kind of Snoop Dogg vehicle.
To me, that'd be like driving a bus. I don't drive anymore. I got rid of my car because London hates you for having a car. So I don't have one.
Why aren't you taking your scooter up with you?
What, on the M1?
Yeah.
Maximum speed 35.
System up with the top down.
No, it's fine. Trainer than car. I'm just a bit scared. I get the fear before going in the car now, before driving.
But your passengers
weird.
Do as well.
Yeah, they do. Right, good news, everybody. We're talking about Over the Rainbow, the latest Graham Norton / Andrew Lloyd Webber experience on Saturday night on BBC One, where there's a search on to find a Dorothy. And Graham loves it, like he does with all those shows. They've had loads now, haven't they? Maria and Joseph, and they've done one for Toto yet. The dog.
Yeah, I think if that's this one. They're finding a dog as well.
Right. God, how long are they going to spin that out for? Is it going to be dog auditions for weeks, is it?
They have to give back their lead.
Anyway, a lady called Susan has been on, and she was working at The Bill. Do you remember when I had a little role in The Bill?
Mm.
Before Matt Fincham came along and then they axed it. Now she works on Over the Rainbow, the show where when you get booted off, you have to hand back your shoes.
It's time to hand back your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go over there...
Hand your shoes back to Andrew. Now, apparently, what happens is that while they're singing and floating off on the rubbish moon, somebody else takes their shoes off, apparently.
Mm.
But anyway, whatever, it's like bowling. You have to give your shoes back at the end when you get booted off.
It's time to hand back your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go over there...
And Andrew Lloyd Webber takes the shoes off you.
With his big anti-back spray.
Yeah. And that's the end of that. What a shoe collection he must have at Andrew Lloyd Webber Mansions.
He doesn't keep them for himself, does he?
Well, Natalie Jameson off the Entertainment News went round his house once for dinner in the name of Entertainment News, and she said he's got massive loads of storage space, so he could easily fit them in.
What was she doing looking through his cupboards?
Well, you know what Natalie's like. She likes to look around.
Is that the big five?
Yeah.
Today's big five is...
Andrew Lloyd Webber's pants.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway... The rubbish moon that they go off on at the end, when they've been booted off over the rainbow.
That's quite good.
I've been offered a ride on it, because the lady who worked on The Bill now works on this show, Over the Rainbow. Now that would make a good video.
You'd be screaming your head off.
So we're back on the afternoons next week at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm thinking one morning, we have a little trip down to Over the Rainbow HQ and have a go on the moon. What do you say?
Say yes.
Will you film me on the moon?
Yes.
Just so I've got something to show... I was going to say the kids.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And of course, as soon as I mention riding off on a rubbish moon, loads of jokes come in about my big moon face and how we're going to tell the two apart.
And how? Have you... You haven't thought this through, have
no,
you?
No, not yet, no. We've got a few days, got the weekend. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Stuart.
What are you saying, Stuart?
I'm saying that my friend Hannah went on holiday with you and she's never been so frightened in her life in a car.
Oh... was this a few years ago?
It was a few years ago, yes.
Yeah, me and loads of mates, including Hannah, I know Hannah, we went to Dubai, yeah. And I decided to hire a car there, and it wasn't good.
And you nearly missed your plane?
Nearly missed the plane, yeah. Standard.
What else?
Yeah, alright, that's enough.
I was just trying to get the most out of him.
Did she tell you about the photo shoot that we had to do?
No, she didn't.
Oh, it was amazing. Me and Hannah pretended to be a couple. And
why did you do that? What, just to get your picture taken?
Yeah. And we were in the Arabic version of Hello magazine.
How does this happen? Just randomly, you go on holiday and end up in Hello?
No, someone came to my hotel room and was like, hi, would you mind doing a feature for the local version of Hello magazine? And I was like, well, okay. And then they came round and did an interview and said, why do you like Dubai so much? And did like a full, you know, like a Peter and Jordan style hello thing. Only it was me and Hannah holding hands.
Are you really famous in Dubai then?
No, but I was the best they had at that time. That's before anyone kind of went there that was famous. So yeah, I was in there under the title Celebrities in Dubai. And there's me and Hannah pretending to play volleyball, there's me and Hannah, like, holding hands on the beach and stuff. She's got a boyfriend. She's got kids now. It's all fine. Did she not tell you that bit?
No, but she did say her kids look like you.
Right, okay, that's weird. That's nothing to do with me. Get her, she's framed that thing of us in the magazine. Get her to show it to you next time you see her.
Okay, I've not been round the new house, so I'll have to do that.
Oh, yeah, do it. She's got it framed and everything on the wall.
Okey-doke.
Anyway, that's my Arabic Hello magazine story of the day. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Danny and Horwich.
Danny and Horwich, how's your morning going?
Yeah, it's not too bad, thanks. Friday, innit?
It is Friday, you're dead right, love.
Will you play McFriday for us?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Bit of Star Girl.
Yeah, it's a tradition, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's a tradition.
Aye, it's got to be done every Friday.
Gary's been on, saying the same. Where's McFriday? Someone wants the PR4L version of Telephone. Thing is, if we can't play that too much, because then you'll just get used to that version and hate the Lady Gaga version. Martin of Totten says, is it McFly Day? Is it too early to do now, or should we just do it? Because it's like everyone needs a bit of motivation, don't they?
Oh, no, I think you should do it now. Get us ready for work.
Okay, are you going to do the ooh for me?
Okay,
because we were rubbish last week, and you know where it comes in, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, let's do. It's early Bleed Friday, McFly! Hi, Jade and Rich and Jack and Lucy, loving the McFly. And Simon off of Cumbria and Claire off of Stoke. And Michael and Leicester. 1, 2, 3, go! Good morning, everybody. Go on, Danny. No, you messed it up. Again. Again. So when you like to come with me? McFly and Stargirl, it's Friday. Yes, it's Radio 1. I just don't think I'm very good at that. It's not my forte at all. Like, Chris will do it with the team again next week better. I'm just a newcomer to the McFly Day experience, that's why.
You just chickened out and made Danny do it.
Yeah, I did, because last week we were so rubbish at it. Do you remember?
No, it's because every time it sort of slightly paused, you're like, here we go.
Here it is. No.
By the time we got actually got round to doing it, we'd already done it about 6 times, and David Garrido almost walked out.
I just keep messing it up. T in Winchester. The whole point of McFly Day is you don't talk through it. Like, Chris talks through it.
He must shout good morning, everybody.
Of course he does. And he shouts encouragement of, like, come on! That was rubbish, says Mike in Coventry. Oh, here we are. Sarah, McFly Friday. What a brilliant start to my day. My birthday. Happy birthday. Grace and Lester says, it would be even better if you started doing Busted on a Friday. Look, that's not my decision, all right? That's when Chris comes back next week. It's his show.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, I forgot to go champagne popping and late night shopping last night. I know it's Thursday, late night shopping night. Rubbish. You'd think playing that song every day would remind me. It's 7:23. Loads of people outside already for N-dubs coming in at 8:30. There's some girls out there with one copy of The Sun between them. They're like, get lost, it's my copy of The Sun. No, it's my copy of The Sun. That's my copy of The Sun. Trying to find out the latest N-dub news before they come in at 8:30. Little kind of argument just outside a minute ago. They're quite hardcore, though. They've been here since, like, 6:20. No sign of the world's youngest paparazzo yet. Camera's bigger than him. Not here yet. Right, dear Scott, then. Posh Radio 4 lady with the stuff that you want to tell us this week.
Dear Scott, why do you say I love you so much? You say it to, like, every caller. It's rather strange, seeing as you don't even know them, especially when they say it back to you. Are you not loved enough so you get randomers to tell you they love you? From Siobhan.
I like to think, Siobhan, that I've got a lot of love in my life, but also I've got a lot of love to give, and I like to spread my love absolutely everywhere. So that's why I do it, and we've done it for a couple of years now, and it's just become like a thing that we just do without thinking about it. Not to say that I don't mean the love. I'm not like on autopilot. I mean it to every single one of the people that I speak to, but it's just become something that I just do automatically.
But it's not unconditional love, is it? Because you say, I love you, and then if they don't say I love you back, it just all kicks off.
Well, it does upset me, yeah. But most...
You don't speak for, like, the next 20 minutes.
Most people do say it now. But occasionally you go...
You should just say, I love you, and it doesn't matter if the person says it back.
But you want to hear it back.
Yeah, but it shouldn't matter. If you genuinely love them, it shouldn't matter whether they say it, but you get into such a stress.
No, it's... That is crap.
Fine then. I love you anyway.
That's crap. If you say I love you to someone, you want them to say it back.
Of course you don't want them to go.
I know you do.
It shouldn't matter.
Don't agree. Next.
Dear Scott and Becky, I love your show. Got into it about 6 months ago and can't bear to miss it. Especially oh, that's definitely the best bit.
Oh, what's occurring? I think.
Talking of best bits and oh, could you possibly make a podcast with all the best bits of oh in it, please?
No.
Also, you had a Justin Bieber special a while ago, and he said that he didn't like girls in Uggs.
No, he hates that.
He hates a lot of stuff.
He doesn't like being made to wait. He doesn't like girls who wear Ugg boots. He doesn't like girls that try to impress him. That's from his mouth, not mine.
I saw a little boy in Uggs the other day, and he looked awesome. So maybe Justin feels boys should wear them, but not girls. Love you, Jenny off of Essex.
See, we've discussed this before. I think it's about that time. I think it's time I broke out the Uggs for men.
Are you going to start wearing them? Just as it gets to summer?
Oh, yeah.
No, get some of those plastic sandals with holes in. I can imagine Bieber in them.
No, I hate them.
The ones that are named after those?
No. What, the ones that are named after crocodiles?
Yeah.
No, I don't like them.
Go on.
No. Vernon went through a stage of wearing them and everyone was like,
and did you know, guess who started wearing them after he saw Vernon wearing them? Producer Neil off Greg's show.
He bought a few pairs. He had like them every colour, didn't he?
Yeah.
No.
I'd love to see Justin Bieber in Crocs.
I wouldn't put it past Bieber to wear Crocs.
And then I can go, I don't like Biebers who wear Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't like Biebers who make me wait.
But yeah, Uggs for men, we discussed it before. I'm up for it, but what? I just got shot down last time I mentioned it.
What colour are you going for?
Standard, like cream ones.
Oh, what are you going to wear them with? Just your jeans.
Just jeans.
And a hoodie.
Yeah. Right. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. My husband and I are big fans of the show and recently felt inspired by your coverage of films such as Hot Tub Time Machine and Birdemic to go on our own search for amazing films. After trawling through a lot of rubbish, we found probably the best special effects film in the whole world.
Can't be better than Birdemic. Look at our blog. It has the best special effects going.
I don't want to give too much away, but please just ask that you go on YouTube and look for Shark Attack 3, The Megalodon, as it looks actually amazing.
Just the title is enticing me.
What's a megalodon, please?
Shark Attack 3, The Megalodon.
Our fave scene is the one with the jet ski.
Okay, well, we'll look that up.
No, it does look good.
Does it?
It's had 19 million views. I can't believe we haven't seen this.
Right, we're a bit late on this then.
Let me know what you think. Lots of love, Ali in Bedworth. XXX.
I'm already loving it just because of the title.
Right, okay. There's a lot of people. They've obviously, their boats sunk or something. They're in a lot of those like little dinghies that come to rescue them. And then the world's most rubbish shark effect comes out of the water and eats the whole thing, whilst a lovely busty blonde looks from the deck of the boat going, no, no!
No!
Well, sort of low-cut top, you know.
With them, it's all out, isn't it?
They're pushed up and out, and yeah. That shark is brilliant. I might try and post that on our blog as well.
Is it better than when the shark attacks the Golden Gate Bridge on Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus?
What, for believability?
Yeah.
A lot better, because it slightly misses them. And you know, in like special effects, like if you don't kind of alter a photo properly, you can still see a little bit of the original. So as the shark's mouth shuts, some people are still kind of half over the shark. He hasn't eaten them properly.
Oh.
It's brilliant.
Jane's been on saying Megalodon is awesome. You need it in your life this weekend. All right, I'm going to check that out this weekend.
Hi, Scott. Sorry I'm a bit late with this. I was just catching up with the podcasts and I was chuffed to hear my email read out. However, I was disappointed that you don't know anything about these parties. Oh, well.
What parties?
Is this one meant to have been in there?
Anyway, as you deleted my first email, I thought I would send you the link again, in case you wanted it for your blog, or just in case you ever want to pretend that it was actually you at the party. Here it is. Love, Caitlin.
Oh, this is the same height parties.
Oh,
where...
yeah, have you organised it yet?
No, is this on our blog yet?
Yeah, I've just put it up there.
Amazing. It is... You know, sometimes you get intimidated by people because they're way taller than you, Greg James, or way shorter than you.
Say it.
I don't know, who's really short?
Tulip's quite short. Yeah.
Don't feel intimidated by
Tulip. Tulip's a girl. She should be shorter than you.
Anyway, imagine a party where everyone is the same height, thanks to the power of stilts. Look at that picture, David, off the sport.
Nah, that's just a whole load wrong again.
It's not, because everyone has, like, the same eye contact level. It's good.
And they've got, oh, yeah, and they've got the little shelf full of the stilts.
Yeah.
I want a blue pair of stilts.
Yeah, they're really good. Look at our blog when you get to work.
That's just wrong, no.
No, it's good that everyone's the same height. You don't feel like someone's bearing down on you.
I'd feel very strange if I was the same height as Greg James.
No, but it would be good because at the moment he towers above you.
Let's try it.
We're going to do this. Next.
Dear Scott, I was watching one of those annoying property shows last night. You know the ones. They look at several houses, and then at the end of an hour-long show, they decide not to bother moving house at all.
I hate that.
Rubbish.
That annoys me so much. It's like, look, you've been on TV for an hour, buy the frickin' house.
No, we need to get on one of these and take advantage of it. We need to go on, like, Wanted Down Under and go to Australia for 6 months and then realise that we didn't want to live there anyway.
The husband was up for a bit of DIY, so they were looking at houses that needed a bit of work. His preference was to get wood downstairs. I wondered if your flooring preferences were the same. Russ, off of Tring.
I prefer lino myself. Don't know what you want from that. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and PR4L. Scott, you always say Australia is in the future, but you forget there's another country far more in the future, a whole 2 hours, in fact, New Zealand.
Sorry. I laughed then because I've seen Shortland Street, but I shouldn't have.
Well, have you met my cousin?
No.
Deborah.
What, sorry?
Deborah.
Dibs.
She's from...
Have you met her, David? That wouldn't surprise
me. Oh,
no,
you haven't met my cousin.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I shouldn't have asked him. Sorry.
Deborah's off of New Zealand.
Right.
Hey. And...
Does she spend a lot of time in South Africa on holiday?
That's quite South African.
Deborah. And she is well in the future.
What's she got that we haven't got?
Like frilly dresses up to there.
Frilly dresses up to her chin?
Uh-huh. Off of Victorian times. They are in the...
Oh, they've come back.
They're back because they were so far in the past that now they've come back into fashion again. Deborah's well in the future, as is the rest of New Zealand by the sounds of it.
However, saying that, they've only just started to sell Doritos here.
Right.
Can Becky do a Kiwi accent? It's a constant source of amusement for me with words like choice, brew, chur... And not forgetting fush and chups. Ollie.
Fush and chups. Fush and chups. Deborah.
No, I can't. You just replace all the vowels, don't you? But I can't. I would end up sounding like that policeman off a low hello.
Also, my uncle.
Good moaning.
My uncle. My uncle David's lived in New Zealand for about 20 years now. And he's proper Hampshire, right?
Right.
Proper Hampshire. But now he's developed a weird kind of hybrid of New Zealand and Southampton.
The thing is, if you live in Australia or New Zealand, no matter how much you try, you can't help yourself but pick up the accent.
Yeah, he's lived there ages, but he came over at Christmas and he was like, we were sat next to my dad's kind of like patio door thing, and he was like...
Here comes an impression.
Right, meet Scott, were you close to ranch slider? What's a ranch slider?
What did he mean?
We don't have those in Hampshire. He meant close the door. The patio door out to the garden.
All of a sudden you've moved to a ranch.
Right, mate, you close the ranch slider. Anyway, morning Uncle David, I know he does listen. In
and
the future.
David says hi dibs.
Hi dibs. Hi to Carl and the whole family, eh? Anything else you want to say to me, then send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any listeners we have in New Zealand online would have now gone. Brilliant. It's safe to say we both made complete idiots of ourselves yesterday in front of Chase Crawford off of Gossip Girl. When you went into Fern's studio to say hello, you were holding two jars of Marmite.
I know. It was
Why? Most
embarrassing. Because I was clearing up the studio and they'd been sent into you. So not only were they sent into you, they also had your face on them. So
that I'm would thinking- freak... If you were a Hollywood A-list star and you just walked in and went, oh, hi, nice to meet you, with two jars of Marmite, both of my face on, that would freak you out.
Mm.
But and this is before, this is just before this, I had made him do something terrible. Well, he wanted to do it, actually, but I just went along with it. You can hear this at 8:15.
There's a video of it already on the blog.
Only 20 seconds, but it's amazing. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look at the Scott Mills pages and then go to blogs. I'll tell you what happened with Chase. And play it at 8:15. He loved it.
Do you know Chloe, who works upstairs, who really wanted to see him?
Mm-hmm.
And she did, like, she came down to the live lounge and walked through really, really quickly to try and see him with her head down.
Yeah.
And then Fern talked about it on air, and he said, Chloe, get in here now, because Fern had invited her down.
Mm-hmm.
So Chloe, at her desk yesterday, played Chase Crawford going, Chloe, get in here now, Chloe, get in here now, Chloe, get in here now. I was like, after about the seventh time, I was like, really short. Can you get this on my phone? Can I get this on my phone? I'm going to have this on my ringtone.
The whole building went mad for it yesterday with Chase. Also, she came up to me and went, oh, by the way, I've got your wallet. And she had my wallet in her pocket. And I'm like, why have you got my wallet? She's like, it was just in the studio. I needed something to do to look like I was doing something. So I took your wallet just so it looked like I was actually doing something.
Yeah.
God.
I just happened to get stuck with the vegetable spread.
On the news yesterday, it was all about the big cloud. Well, before the big debate in the evening, in the daytime, I spend many a happy hour watching the news channels when I'm doing these hours.
Mm.
I know it's the same every 15 minutes, but I'm slightly addicted to the news. Only when I do Moyles' show, I just watch news a lot. Just to check I'm not missing out on anything. Because I don't really leave the house that much. Just want to make sure. And they were just on about the big cloud for hours yesterday.
It looks amazing, doesn't it?
It does look amazing. I feel sorry for all the people at airports, though, because like loads of people wanted to go on holiday. Loads of people have got loads of meetings somewhere else in the country and they can't get there.
Mm. My boyfriend was meant to go away for the weekend and he can't now. And our boss is meant
stuck
to go
with him, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, our boss is supposed to be going away.
Yeah.
That's not happening, is it?
Mm. Well, he's going tomorrow, so I'm not sure.
Might be right. Anyway, they had nothing much to say, because what can you say, really, on the news channels, apart from there's a big cloud, a big volcanic cloud. Yeah, they're still there, the cloud, and it's coming over Birmingham now, and, yeah, it's going to probably reach all of the UK, but it's a big cloud. What else do you say? The airports are pretty much closed, nothing happening apart from a cloud, big cloud. On Sky News, this is the only exciting thing that happened yesterday. They crossed over live to Edinburgh Airport, and a man there made his feelings really known about the big cloud that was coming over the UK.
You only found out when you got to the airport. Yeah. You didn't know in your hotel.
No,
I hate Iceland!
So
I hate Iceland!
I mean, you got a lot of stag parties leaving Edinburgh at this time of the morning, a lot of drink taken in the early hours as well. Thank you very much indeed, sir, for joining
Welcome.
Us. And very good luck
See
with
you.
Your onward journey.
onward journey. So he's just interviewing some people who haven't got their flight.
Some guy just bum-rushed them.
Some guy just bum-rushed them and go, I hate Iceland! My favourite is that he was wearing a Hooters T-shirt. All the stag parties here in Edinburgh Airport this morning. See, it's not all bad. Sean in Grimsby's been on saying, every dust cloud has a silver lining. My mate's stuck in Mallorca. Boo and indeed who. Hi there, I'm listening to you from Madrid. I was supposed to fly home yesterday but couldn't. Please say hello to my parents and my grandparents and tell them I'll see them soon. Brilliant. Another day in the sun. It's like 30 degrees in Madrid today.
I wonder if Moyles is abroad, because then we'll be back on.
I mean,
don't sound so excited.
I was just looking forward to lie-in. I kind of had it planned. It's in my file of facts.
Is it?
Lie-in on Monday morning. Yeah, I wake up as normal at like 4:30 going, and then look in the file of facts and, it's lie-in. Fine, back to bed. It's all fine. A lot of people saying, is that Frankie Boyle who interrupted the Sky News report?
I hate Iceland!
So
I hate Iceland!
In a Hooters T-shirt, first thing in the morning, 8:45 at Edinburgh Airport, on the Buckfast, could be...
I hate Iceland!
Or maybe not.
So
I hate Iceland!
Maybe he just doesn't like eating like a celebrity. I don't think he means the country at all. How can you turn off... why would you turn away a King Prawn ring?
I wouldn't.
What else can you get there? A lot of chips.
Oh, Arctic roll.
Oh, yes. Have you noticed, in
I hate Iceland!
There's like
Iceland.
There's like four aisles of chips, and then like one row of everything else. I quite like it. Have you not noticed that? It's
no.
Like, yeah, chip aisle one, chip aisle two, chip aisle three, chip aisle four, vegetables, the last row. I frequent quite a lot. Can I just say as well?
I hear Iceland.
It's definitely not them.
I hear Iceland.
Did you do a pub quiz last night, David Garrido?
Yes.
Did you really call your team Quiz Team Aguilera?
No, I didn't. That I didn't go for that.
I love rubbish pub quiz team names.
Or Eddie Quizzard was another one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, we went for hippo disco.
Who?
Hippo disco. I just quite like the idea of a disco of hippos. Look, Becky's nodding. No. It's a good name, isn't it?
Eddie Quizzard's much better. Quiz Team Aguilera is also good.
Yeah.
And then you went for disco hippo.
Hippo disco.
Oh, right.
It's a great name.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's the curtain?
And another new contestant. Phew, we're whipping through them this week. Hi, Nina.
Good morning.
Good morning. You all right?
I'm very well, thanks for you.
I'm all right. Where are you, please?
I'm currently in Altrincham, but I'm from Rochdale.
Okay. Oh, you've gone posh, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Fair play to you. Rochdale, I had one of the worst experiences ever at a gig.
Oh, it's horrible. Where did you go?
No, I wasn't suggesting that the whole of Rochdale is horrible. Saying
it's
that
not a nice place.
No, don't say that!
All right, then I won't. Where were you in Rochdale?
I don't know. It was ages ago. I was in some club and someone went, "What are those shoes?" to me.
Were you wearing your Uggs?
No, I haven't got Uggs yet.
Uggs in a club, not good.
I just got stressed for my shoes and I was like, oh, thanks very much.
Oh, are you scarred for life now?
Haven't been back for a while.
I don't believe that was the worst experience at a gig that you've had.
Actually, yeah.
Someone commented on your shoes. That's light compared to what you normally get.
In Northern Ireland.
What happened there?
Someone bit me.
I shouldn't laugh. That's awful.
I had to go for tests and everything. It was horrible. Yes, a girl probably bit me there on the arm, right on the kind of upper arm area on the right.
Oh, it's a strange place for a love bite.
Yeah, she got a bit excited. Hey. It wasn't a love bite, it was a chunk out of my arm. It was like it was a piece of KFC. Other fried chickens available. Oh, and then there was the firework incident.
What was that?
Someone chucked a firework at me. That was in...
How rude.
I think Strathclyde Uni.
See, we're making you feel a lot better about your shoe incident now.
Actually, the Rochdale thing was fine. I'll go back there as soon as.
Brilliant. Come and have tea round at mine.
I like it that you were in the entrance video for Staying Alive.
Oh, yeah, I was only 15.
Oh, lovey. Which one were you?
I had you can hardly see... Well, you can see me. I'm tiny in it, though. Well, I am a tiny person. I've just got a little white shirt on, booging away in between the dancers.
Oh, and do you put it on very often?
I don't know, but I was showing the people in the office yesterday. My colleague, Lloyd, just always takes the mick out of me for it.
You're like, yeah, that's me, yeah. That's me, yeah. That's me, my little shirt, dancing away.
Yep.
All right, are you ready to play today's Oh, What's Occurring?
I am, yeah.
That is lush. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Say hi to Becky.
Becky.
We've already said hello. Nina was straight on Twitter last night saying, ooh, I'm going to take you on tomorrow.
Well, so I was cutting my spag bowl.
Nice. Right, your first one. You know Paddy McGuinness?
Yes.
You would think that he could talk about absolutely anything. Like, you throw a subject at him and he will talk, right?
Yep.
He's got the gift of the gab. Now, we put this to the test when he came in the other day. We gave Paddy 60 seconds to talk about a specific subject. Do you reckon he could do it, Becky?
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Nina?
Definitely.
So, the subject was TV's Piers Morgan. My simple question, could Paddy McGuinness talk about Piers Morgan for a minute? Yes or no, Nina?
Definitely. Yes.
Definitely yes. Becky?
Yeah.
Both saying yes. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Paddy McGuinness rambling on about Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan, go.
Oh.
I just seen words, gutter and turd polish and I don't know, lucky photos of Simon Cowell in a show of naked blackmail, must be. How the hell, what's happened in life? Ex-newspaper man, I think. Never met him. Might be a lovely bloke. I don't know. Seems to have a bit of a bad rep. But what the hell can I say? How long have we got left? Oh, God, keep going. If I ever meet him, I didn't really mean it. Please, you seem like you've got a few quid. Lend me some money. I don't spent his whole life slagging people off in the newspaper and then started interviewing them on TV, being nice to them. Irony. Tanned, slightly overweight. Piers Morgan. Piers. Oh, thank the Lord.
That was a minute, but he was talking absolute nonsense.
No, he said some good stuff in there.
I don't think. That's not... That wasn't...
I did it!
No, he didn't. He went, irony. Overweight. No.
What else do I say about Piers?
No points.
Oh! What's occurring?
Harsh but true. Next one. Has anyone seen Cracking Antiques on BBC Two?
Oh, no.
No.
Not a fan of the antique show?
No, the roadshow's the only one for me.
No, I can't... Anything with antiques I find so boring. I remember I had to go with my dad once to the New Forest and look at antiques for about 5 hours. Snoozerama. I mean, I know they're old and stuff, but, like, whatever. I'd like a new table, please. Not one from a long time ago. Anyway, that's me on antiques for you. Anyway, they were talking on this Cracking Antiques show about shabby chic. You a fan of shabby chic, Nina?
I can't say I am.
I'm not either. Give me a new table, that's what I'm saying. You like shabby chic?
Sometimes it can be quite good.
Can't be bothered with it. Just want it to be new and not worm-infested. Anyway...
It's not all antiques are infested with worms. I don't know about your experiences.
Whatever. I've had bad experience in the New Forest. How many times did they say shabby chic on this particular episode of Cracking Antiques on BBC Two? Nina?
Six.
Six times?
Yeah.
Becky?
Four.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's a bit of shabby chic on Cracking Antiques.
Shabby chic dining room.
Shabby chic, this sort of shabby chic style.
Piece of shabby chic, shabby chic.
Shabby chic.
Shabby chic
dining room.
Shabby chic
is what shabby chic is all about.
Shabby chic
dining room.
Shabby chic
getting her shabby chic dresser.
Shabby chic
good. Is that Blue Peter?
I think it was actually the William... Is it William Tell Overture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Played on something entirely different.
I lost count, to be honest, but there's loads, and Nina said six, which is higher, so you get the point. Yes.
Ow! What's occurring?
Sorry, the firework was Stirling, not Strathclyde. Sorry, Strathclyde, for saying that you threw a firework at me, wasn't you? Well, you know Chase Crawford, Nina? Good morning. He plays Nate in Gossip Girl. Do you watch that show?
I don't know, but I know who he is.
I bet you do. A lot of excitement at Radio 1 about that yesterday.
Yeah, I was just reading up on it this morning on the website.
Do you know what Chase's hobby is, though?
Can't say I do.
He does this wherever he goes, but he does it all the time on the Gossip Girl set. And if you ever meet Chase, he will do this. What Chase likes doing, most of all, is blindfolding people, feeding them baby food, and then he makes you guess what flavour the baby food is. He absolutely loves this game, and he came in yesterday and insisted that I play it with him.
Hey, I'm Chase Crawford, and this is my baby food challenge. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Chase.
Get ready.
Yeah. I'm going to wear a blindfold.
Okay.
And... you have to feed me some baby food.
Awesome, I love it.
I have to guess what the baby food is.
Yeah, let's do it. Baby, baby, baby. Hey, I'm Chase Crawford, and this is my baby food challenge.
He absolutely loves this game, and who was I to say no? What is that face, please?
Just...
Look, if someone from Hollywood comes in and says, look, I'm going to feed you baby food blindfolded, if you've got to guess what the flavours is, what do you say? No, actually, I'm not going to do that. You say yes, don't you?
I'm just more intrigued as to how you knew more of the rules than he did.
Anyway, there's a video on the blog. Check it out. It's only about 20 seconds, and it just shows you what happens if you open a door at Radio 1 randomly. Something like that might be happening.
I'm going to say you got... 2 out of 3.
Yeah. So the question is, with me blindfolded and Chase feeding me 3 types of baby food, how many can I guess the flavour of? Out of 3. What are you saying, Nina?
1. Yep.
Do you know what? I can't actually remember how many it was because I was too obsessed, but I did actually have to be there for the recording of this. Oh, so I should admit this now so that I'm not accused of cheating.
Okay.
I was there because...
Yeah, you just had to be there.
I did have to be there, actually, because the one that doesn't speak fancied Chase so much he'd had to leave the room.
It wasn't that he fancied him, it was just that he didn't want to ruin it. He was actually really nice, but you run the risk when you meet people who you see on TV and you love a lot.
Because he loves Nate so much. Actually, I'd say he was nice. I had to watch Gossip Girl again last night, and I'd say he was nicer than Nate.
Yeah.
And if you'd met him, it would have been like meeting actual Nate.
But there's always the worry that they're not going to be nice, and then therefore, problem arises, and you can't watch the show in the same way again. As soon as Chase walked in, one that doesn't speak legged it. He was out of here.
To be fair, I can't look at you in the same way again after I've seen you blindfolded being fed baby food by Chase Crawford.
How many flavours out of 3 do you say?
Well, I'm saying 2, but I can't remember because I...
So Nina says 1, Becky says 2, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's me and Chase and some baby food.
Hey, I'm Chase Crawford and this is my baby food challenge.
So I'm going to put this on.
It's nice and pink and glittery.
Ah!
All right, this doesn't look pretty. Oh, goodness. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Is it... It tastes vegetable-like.
Hey.
I'm going to say vegetable stroganoff.
Very close. Lasagna, vegetable lasagna. I don't even know how you got stroganoff. That's pretty good.
So that's fine. That's 1 point for me there.
What?
I said vegetable. That's fine.
No.
No, that's wrong.
That's
no, it's
wrong.
Not wrong at all.
Don't agree.
I think you're fine. I'm the quiz master or whatever.
Vegetable lasagna and vegetable stroganoff are well different.
Vegetables, isn't it? It's all vegetables. Stroganoff, lasagna, whatever. Next. Next one.
Ooh.
Okay, ready?
I mean, you better hold your nose. This is bad. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Okay.
It's here. Open up.
Oh, that's really... It's quite bland, that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tomato soup?
Close.
Tomato... Am I right with tomato?
No.
Tomato?
No. I'm surprised.
No, you got to tell me.
It's chicken and rice. Vegetables, chicken and rice.
No.
Mashed up. There's no way.
Got that wrong. Wrong. Okay.
This whole feature is wrong, in my opinion.
That is... Yeah, that wasn't right, was it? And last one. Baby, 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 oh. Okay, and the last one, please.
Ooh. This is a bit runny here.
Okay, I don't mind.
Here it comes.
You can spill it on me, it's fine.
All right.
Scott!
Oh, yes, dessert time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, is it rice pudding?
Yeah.
Rice pudding with some kind of fruit, I'm saying. Apple.
Got it, and?
Apple and strawberry.
Pear.
Oh.
Close enough, that was good.
Thank you, Chase.
Hey, I'm Chase Crawford, and this is my baby food challenge.
20-second video of it online, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that mean I've got another point?
Yeah,
it does.
To be fair, you should give her the point for...
Okay, Nina, will you come back on Monday afternoon? Do you want to?
Of course I do.
Right. Are you awake at that time?
Just, yeah.
Will you finish work?
My day at work.
Okay,
no,
fine.
I'll still be at work.
So I'll speak to you at work on Monday afternoon when we go back to 4 o'clock, yeah?
That's brilliant.
Luscious, I'll speak to you Monday. Have a nice weekend.
You too, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
Quite a few people disturbed by the baby food Chase Crawford thing. It was his idea. He does it everywhere he goes. Does it on the Gossip Girl set. Just insists on it. What can you do? Yeah. What do you say? Oh, no, sorry, Chase. I'm not eating baby food from you today. What do you do?
Didn't you actually mention it? You mentioned it about 2 hours earlier on air.
Yeah, but here's his game, not me.
Right.
So yeah. Go online and see the video on our blog at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll never be the same again, will you, Tulip?
Well,
you're all right.
I'm just thinking very few people could get me to do that, but he might be one of the only people on this planet that could have persuaded me.
A lot of love for Chase in the building. A lot of love on our text as well. How much of him do you see in the video? Says Michelle on the M25.
What exactly do you mean? I don't know
what that means.
You just see him coming like, here it comes, like putting it towards your mouth.
He does like, you know, like your mum used to do with a...
Just like aeroplanes.
Aeroplane into my mouth, yeah. With the baby food.
Don't spill it on me, Chase. Spill it on me, Chase.
Yeah, shut up. Right, N-dubs are here in the building. Before we start the interview, though, Dappy's here. Right, Dappy?
Yes,
and
Mr.
he's got,
Scott Mills,
got something he wants to say.
Listen, I just want to say to everyone, Radio 1 listeners, all the N-dubs fans, I am terribly, terribly sorry for what has happened recently with this whole text thing. And I just want to say that I feel empty. I mean, look how long I haven't done, N-dubs haven't done a Radio 1 interview for. It's like, I mean, you lot have helped us get to this point where we are today. If it weren't for you lot, we wouldn't be this high. And I just want to say to the young lady that you can come with all your friends, 10 friends to an N-dub show, front row, and it's all on us. And I'm terribly sorry it won't happen again. Nana, thank you very much. Very sorry. Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah. Right, let's move on and we will get the others in and we will play Kate Nash and then we'll do it. It's N-dubs on Radio 1 next. Hello.
Yes. Aloha.
Yeah.
Nana.
Here's Dappy and Fazer and Tulisa. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Now, let's get some positive vibes out there because a lot of the time at the moment we just seem to read stuff about you being in trouble, don't we? So how come is it we only read bad things about you?
Because that's all that's exciting to the public. They don't want to hear, Talisa had a lovely day today, you know, she's really happy and, you know, this really good thing happened to her. That's not fun. They don't want to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah. They want to hear drama. They love drama. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Something like that, too.
Okay. So if we could get some positive stuff out there today about N-dubs, what would it be?
Right,
tell me some good stuff that's been happening.
The book!
Number two bestseller in the country on the book.
Wow. We can't believe that. Yeah, we can't believe that. And again, that wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the fans and all the supporters of N-dubs.
Yeah,
so we're thankful, very grateful.
Because you love coming into Radio 1, don't you?
Of course. It's our home. It's our
home, man.
We missed it. I started having belly problems because we never had an interview for so long. I didn't know what to do.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, I want to talk about America, because you went to America, didn't you?
Yeah,
we did.
What was that like?
It was amazing.
Apparently, that happened because they listened to Radio 1 on Sirius and on the internet in America, and the label heard it and were like, yes, we want some of that.
Yeah,
we want some of that.
That is what I mean when you lot have helped us get to this
point.
That's
what I'm saying, man. Radio 1, duku yourself, man.
Yeah,
Could they understand what you're saying, though? Because like I went to America recently and there was an episode of Skins on. And it had subtitles.
Do you know what I think? I think a lot of them stereotype us very like quickly, like tea and biscuits and the hills and daffodils and things like that.
But it wasn't that bad. There was only a few words. Like when I was speaking to a couple of people at the label out there, like, what did you say, geezer? What is that? What's a geezer? Like, just like random little words that I'd be saying that they wouldn't understand.
Every time Susan Boyle speaks, they have subtitles in America.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, but it was good. It was a very beneficial meeting over there, and it was a very constructive meeting, and we should be doing big things over there very shortly.
Can you see yourselves moving to America?
If we have to stay there for a period of time for work reasons, then
in and out.
Yeah, but
what about
England's
us here?
Home. No, England's always going to be at home. And I tell you what, even if we start releasing stuff in America, we're still going to be releasing stuff and doing gigs in the UK.
Of course,
at the same time,
so definitely.
You won't even notice that we're out there working.
You'll still be here, but
exactly.
Okay,
yeah, in spirit.
I want to talk to you about your reality TV show.
Can I just say something, Scott? Please, yeah. We don't want people to think that it's going to be a show where, you know, when people finish their music career, they think, right,
how am I going to keep this,
how am I going to keep this up,
career,
man?
Going?
Like, and then do a little Big Brother thing or a like. This is going to be simply more promotion for our music, and it's not just going to be an end. From this, we're going to release more records and a whole...
And grow.
Okay. And different type of albums.
Yeah, it's just to smash every aspect of the industry.
Yeah.
I like to... Yeah.
So it's like a big cow.
Yeah,
and we're just milking.
Yeah,
but that's a good one.
That's my line, though, Fraser. You have to give it to me.
That is good.
But I always say it's like a big.
It's the biggest cow in the world, and you're just
and
milking
just
the udders.
Milking it. Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
He's got it.
Yeah, you actually are, because I've noticed there's some N-Dubs dolls coming out as well. Milk it. I would like to see that. Have you seen the dolls yet?
No. It's crazy, because our fan base is from mixed through a wide range, as in from 30 down to 12 type of thing. It just goes round. Like,
are for the youngsters.
Yeah, we need to give something for the youngsters, because the youngsters always bug mum and dad, buy this for me, buy that for me, and, you know.
Yeah, see, doll.
I always wanted to know this, like, if you get a doll made of you, at some point, it gets sent to you for approval, right?
Yeah.
And imagine if yours turns up and Chilisa, you're like, well, actually, I look more like Fergie off the Black Eyed Peas. What do you do? Do you send it back? What happens?
I know I would. Yeah. I mean,
this does bear no resemblance to me at all.
Yeah, I'll start throwing tantrums. I mean, that doesn't look like me. I'll start making edits of myself as
Are they going to be like Barbie size, do you think?
Yeah,
like little dolls like this. When you press the button on Dappy, the hat will go like, shh, nah, nah, nah.
Chilisa goes, ha, ha.
He's like bashing away on a keyboard or something.
Like, dong,
It's a character.
I like it.
Got three individual characters.
Okay. Is there any merchandise you wouldn't do? Or are you just going to rinse it? Are you going to milk the cow more?
Milk the big cow.
N-Dubs knickers? Dinah Vickers is doing it.
I was thinking about doing a clothing line as well soon.
Yeah? But not knickers.
Knickers.
You know what I might do, you know?
You could do boxes.
I might do some female side of stuff, like lingerie style.
What?
And just sit there for the modelling shoes.
So
what? I just want to watch the models.
Yeah,
I just want to watch the models modelling my garments.
You're going to have a word with Dinah Vickers, because she's got it sewn up for knickers. Wow. She's in earlier this week.
I'm coming for you, man. I'm coming.
Nah, you know what? On a serious note, we'll be doing rucksacks, we'll be doing hats, we'll be doing jeans.
Hey,
Scotty.
I love it.
Look at that. Now look at that.
We have some merchandise.
Already there's a cap.
Phaser's wearing it.
I like it. Have a look for yourself.
That's
you
sold
much.
Out on the Scott. Tour.
Hmm?
You look good in caps.
I haven't worn a cap for a while, but I like it because it's got N-Dubs on front and na-na-na on the back.
Try it on.
There you go. It doesn't work over the headphones, really.
It doesn't really. You look like a director.
Yeah. On the TV show, are we going to get to see you doing normal stuff, or are you going to be in N-Dubs mode all the time? Because
everything.
We're going to be doing everything.
But obviously, there's madness that goes with like being in your band and being on tour and stuff. But like, then I'd quite like to see. I don't know. It's like when you heard that Eminem. When he stopped being Slim Shady, he goes to a spa and has like a manicure.
Yeah,
for the day.
Wow. We'll be able to
see all that.
No, you're going to catch us, you know, Tesco's, 3 a.m. in the morning after a night out.
like 6 months ago, Chris, Scott. Let me rewrite that. It's fine. Hidden Hardman card. The thing is, Scott. 6 months ago, I lost my driver's license and I'm actually coming off my ban at the end of this month, and that will all be on the show, me going to do my license and everything again. So just usual, normal, everyday stuff as well.
And possibly things like bungee jumping, paintballing.
Yeah, like random things like that. I'm going to be moving into like my new house. You might just come to IKEA with me, buy a new sofa.
But we don't want it to be where you get annoyed of us.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's no way.
I want to talk to the cameraman and tell him that we want to have a bit of creative control, as in tell him what type of direction we want to.
You turn into a director now.
No. But it's like we want to have an input in everything we type of do, I think. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. So like you in a dressing gown, that won't be on, will it?
No, I reckon it will.
Oh, really?
We'll see.
No, if the camera show up at Fazer's house and he comes out in some cotton dressing gown and some fluffy flipping...
Slippers,
then, boy. Just know that it probably might not get cut. Phaser, you gotta go. I'm like, you know what?
Nah, imagine you came out with the, what's it called? The Ali G, the phone, the funny green thing you wear.
The Borat thing.
Yeah.
But do you wear that phaser?
I do on a Sunday, yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Mankini. And say it's over. This is BBC Radio 1. Daffy had that full volume.
Oh, yeah, no, I just wanted to just listen to it sometimes. We like to listen to the work we do because we never get to actually listen to it. We just have to go straight to work.
We like, just do it and then bosh, that's it, bye. Not
do,
heard that.
Yeah,
ever,
do a record and just let it go.
You've not heard that since you recorded it?
Well, a couple times.
Right, Gary in East Yorkshire's been on. He's got it sorted for merchandise. He's got Dappy's nappies, Chilisa's fleeces and Phaser's blazers.
He's good, he's good.
He's good. Well done. Should sign him up. You've got a book signing today.
Yes, we do, in Cardiff.
In Cardiff.
And we've got another one on Tuesday in Leicester, in WH Smith's. Today we'll be in Waterstones in Cardiff for their Against All Odds book.
Don't you think it's overwhelming? Like,
bruv,
oh, to have like, a book just...
What do you think?
Don't you feel to yourself, like, who are you?
I said it to T last night. We got a book.
Wow. We got a book.
And it's a number two bestseller in the country.
How quick did we turn it around? It was absolutely... It's unbelievable.
We've discussed this before on this show. I have the fear for pop stars and general celebrities that they're sat there in WH Smith, with like got their big marker pen there. They've got a trestle table set out. No one turns up.
Oh,
listen, you know, let me speak.
Say the same thing.
But yeah, all right, cool. Basically, April Fool's, right, was the day the book came out, right? So our tour managers, one of which is
sat behind us.
Behind me. You're right, Naylor. Yeah, I can see you. And then Mark, who's in the car listening as we speak, decided to play an April Fool's prank on us for our book signing, our first ever book signing in Lakeside. So we turn up.
Oh, no.
Only to be told that there's only about 10 people standing outside in the queue waiting to have their book signed.
What was your reaction to that, Tulisa?
I was raging.
This is Tulisa.
I was angry.
This is Tulisa.
No.
How is this promoted?
I said, where was the promotion?
Publicised.
Who dealt with it? I got on the phone to Rich. Rich is looking at me through the glass. I was like, Rich, what's going on? Do you know what time it is? Because it was a school day, yeah, and it was before 3:30.
Why are you doing book signings on a school day?
Why are we doing books? I was like, how are the kids going to come and get their book signed when they're at school?
Damn it.
And
I love
then
it.
About, they left us to simmer for about 20 minutes, and then they turned around and said, no, you're only kidding. We've got about, was it 550 people?
We went outside, it was bedlam. It was absolutely crazy.
It was madness. There was people crying, fainting, and all sorts.
But one thing I did think of when I saw all the kids, I said, shouldn't you be at school? And they're like, yeah, we took the day off.
Oh,
like,
no.
That is not good.
And they've all bought a book. Every person in that building had all bought a book.
Do you know what? Do you know what I've realised, though, since we've been doing these book signings? The fans.
Yeah.
We get really dedicated fans coming down to these
things. The
criers.
Whingers.
There were girls outside at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, that's about... Yeah, they're waiting.
We love them. They're our regular
Yeah, we love them.
They're calling themselves the N-doublets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
I like that.
Of course. Yeah, all our fans are N-doublets. Little mini N-doublets. Yeah.
Now, it's nearly summer, nearly festival season.
Yes,
apart from the cloud that's going over at the moment. That'll pass. Are you doing many festivals?
We're headlining the Glastonbury dance tent. So that's a good thing for us.
Yeah.
I think we're doing the V's.
Hopefully there was talks of Bestival as well.
T4 on the beach, I think we're possibly doing. Am I right?
I don't actually know. I'm not going to start saying things anymore in case we get
there's a big one in Isle of Wight, I think.
Festival. I think we're doing that. We don't know.
Daffy's looking around for like someone to help.
And no one's helping.
No one's there to tell him. Everyone knows. It's one guy shrugging his shoulders like, hey, I don't know.
You said you're doing Glastonbury. What do you think that crowd will be like with you?
Are we going to cause a madness?
The thing is, we got smashes this year. We got songs where, you know, you've got that live band material.
Yeah, most definitely.
Songs like Say It's Over, Playing With Fire. And we know from the tours, Playing With Fire is just it's going to be a crazy festival song.
The way the
fans and stuff just wile out to it and the guitarist comes out, it's a real moment.
I've heard that you want to do some kind of rock collaboration with a rock band.
That's just general discussion.
We just want to get some number ones and some top threes in the summer all the way up till Christmas. So we can release the deluxe N-dubs Against All Odds album. So hopefully get an arena tour going.
Oh yeah, no, we have got the arena tour coming up as well next year. And it's my line. Let me just get that straight. That is the quote. I want to see it in books in years to come.
Can I say one thing? Guys, listen, we've got a really big show coming up Saturday. Hammersmith Apollo sold out. N-dubs, just N-dubs fans, and we want to invite some of you guys from Radio 1 to come and scream your heads off and sing along word for word.
How what did you that? Say was the reason you couldn't go, Scott?
I've got to go to Bradford.
Yeah.
Bradford really over exciting. N-dubs concert. I know, Hammersmith Apollo.
It's been planned for ages. I know your gig has also.
I'm not impressed, Scott.
Sorry, I'll come to another one. Can I do some listeners' questions, please?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Brendan in Northampton says, we had Chase Crawford in yesterday off Gossip Girl. Fit. Who are you finding fit at the moment from the world of celebrity?
The world of celebrity.
Anybody?
From the world of
anybody
celebrity.
Famous? Fit.
Go on, Faisal.
It's not that
first.
Hard, is it?
Go on. You first, Faisal.
Famous, fit.
That chick from the Transformers movie, what's her name? Is it Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Talisa.
All right, this is really random because every time people hear Twilight, they think of that Robert Pattinson dude, right, or the other one. It's neither of them. You know the evil vampire with the long blonde hair?
Yeah.
I think he's quite cute. I
can't remember his name.
You was like the viciousness of
not
him.
Taylor or no, Arpat,
no.
The other one.
No, no.
I don't know. Vivi Brown.
Must be
yeah.
The teeth.
Sam in Bolton wants to know if Dappy is really obsessed with Iggle Piggle off of In the Night Guard or just speculation.
Tell you about Iggle Piggle, yeah? My little son, as soon as he saw that blue teddy on the screen, like, he loved it, so I had to go and get all the Iggle Piggles for him. And yes, I do sit there and watch Iggle Piggle with my kid. Yes, of course. Okay. Say so.
Tombly Boos are better, though.
Tombly Boos. Now, Macapaca.
Oh, yeah, it is good.
Do you know what I always wake up to? I woke up to it this morning, right, as well. Is it the Who's? And one of them's called Tula.
The Hoobs.
So Hoobs, that's it. Yeah. So I wake up every morning hearing Tula, Tula. That's waking me up in my ear. The little thing, every morning.
The little things with no eyes that go.
Yes.
Tula, Tula.
He knows the kids,
Stevie.
You lot are up to way too early, man.
Rebecca and Chester, if you could be another pop star for a day, who would you be?
The one that earns the most money and transfer all the cash from their account into mine and then
wow.
Come back to myself again. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, but name names.
I'll be Oprah.
I'll say Richard Branson.
You want to be Oprah, Faisal?
Yeah, she earns lots of money, man.
She does, that's true.
Richard Branson. Who said Richard Branson?
The richest celebrity I can think of.
So you're just going for millionaires, really?
Yeah, basically.
So, okay. Just so we can transfer their finance to our bank account and then
change back. That's it. I don't really care about being anyone else. No one else really interests me that much.
Have you got to that point now, though, that if you want to buy something, you can buy it?
Slightly, pretty much.
I couldn't buy like a £1 million yacht because I would be like breaking the bank.
But what could you buy?
I could buy, well, anything clothes wise or items, cars wise, I guess. Yeah, pretty much.
Houses? House. Have you got houses yet?
Yeah, we're onto that. Do you know what it is? T's got the house straight away. We're possibly thinking like a couple apartments.
They're
rent
not
it,
doing
bam,
apartments.
Bam.
Possibly going into the property market.
We will see. But I love that. At the same time, we might just all spank it all on a big house.
Real life Monopoly. Yeah. Play it properly.
Yeah. And then we'll see you on I'm a Celebrity in 10 years.
No, God, no.
Never. My aim actually is to just make like a good load of millions and millions of pounds and then set up businesses and then retire
and
from
get
the music
fat.
Industry.
Get fat!
Yeah, I get
sit
fat.
There
that's
all
a good
day,
one.
Eating food.
And then you'll see me at, like, you know, like Kirstie Alley just in the papers every now and then, just put on like a load of weight. And Talisa N does what she used to look like and what she looks
wow.
like now.
Yeah, you'll be on the Hoop of Horror every week. That's what you're aiming for.
This circle of shame. This interview
FHM's
must be
biggest this, transitions.
This, oh no!
This interview must be waking people up in their cars. They must be going. They must be waking
What's going
up.
On?
By them. Yeah, they must be going.
I got a couple more. Dion in Worcester wants to know what do N-dubs wear in bed because Dion is a fan of the pajama. I don't know if you read this the other day, but sales of pyjamas in young people have gone up like 60%.
Really?
I'll be honest. I presume me and Faisal. Well, I know what I wear. I think I wear some shorts, and that's about it. And Faisal, shorts, and that's about it, right?
I wear either one of two things.
What?
My Primark long-legged bottoms.
What,
just a shower pyjama, really?
Yeah, or just completely nothing.
Wow.
Birthday suit, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the most comfortable thing.
I wear.
Are you wearing the mankini in bed or four?
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right.
No, absolutely.
I thought that was only Sunday.
The mankini, that's like my bed suit.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. I like, yeah. tracksuit bottoms and t-shirts, but not just any tracksuit. I like men's tracksuit bottoms and t-shirts. So on the tour, you'll find me sneaking into Dappy and FaZe's rooms, just nicking all their t-shirts and boxer shorts and tracksuit bottoms, and then wearing them to bed.
And Nick in Littlehampton wants to know, if you could have a walk-on part in a soap, what soap opera would it be?
It's not really a soap, but someone had, I had this debate on Twitter the other day. Shameless.
Yes. Even though it's not as funny as it used to be.
I don't care. I love it. I love Shameless. No, I do. Let me express my love for Shameless. I love it. I love Shameless.
Anyone else?
I don't know.
Tammy's like, I don't actually care. No,
who's that question? Nick Hamilton, did you say?
Nick from Littlehampton.
Littlehampton.
What's that one where everyone's got them powers?
A soap opera?
Loose Women?
No, that's not. It's like the young kids, they all got, they got nothing.
These are what, Heroes?
Is that Heroes?
That's not soap though, Faisal.
That'll do though.
That'll do.
Let's just move on from this question.
Yeah, yeah, why did he ask that?
I don't know.
It's dragging on.
Listen, I got to do the Wonder Years, but thank you, Dappy, Faisal, Tilita, for coming in today.
Sir. Pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to have you back at Radio 1.
Thank you very much, guys.
Means a lot to us.
Lots of love. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.